Will the House please come to order? Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Clerk, may take the roll.
35 members present.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representatives Winty, Gall, and Locker excused from the call of the House today. However, I note Representative Winty's presence on the House floor.
Will the members please rise for the invocation by Reverend John Payden, Church of Christ.
The Speaker has asked that following the worded prayer, we have a few moments of silence with regard to Governor Egan's death. Let's bow. Dear God, life is your gift. We thank you. We thank you for the men and women who have served Alaska well and for those who continue to do so today. We thank you for the life of Governor Egan. Bless his family. Comfort them in the knowledge of his service to so many Alaskans and Americans. May the fruit of our work follow us so easily as his does him. May we serve not only for today, but for our children's benefit as well. You give, and you take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I come to you through Christ, the King. Amen. Amen.
Representative Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move an unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the clerk please certify the journal for the 118th legislative day?
As Assistant Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 118th day.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 118th legislative day be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Messages from the Governor.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
No, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 480 by Bettesworth and Liska, entitled An Act Relating to Adoption and Expiration of a Regulation and Providing for an Effective Date. The State Affairs Committee has had the bill under consideration and recommends it do not pass. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, concurred in by Locker, M. M. Miller, and Larson. Having no recommendation, Abood recommending do pass, Ward, and Schultz. Cowdery also had no recommendation. The Finance Committee has had the bill under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Bettesworth, Furness, Grusendorf, Hurlburt, Ward, and Fritz. Not concurring, Martin, Lindauer, Duncan, and Jaroff have no recommendation. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr.
Representative Clarkson? House, please stand at ease. We have House Bill 480 before us in second reading. The clerk has indicated she has no amendments on her desk. Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 480 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
There is objection. Are you ready for the question?
Question.
Question is, shall House Bill 480 be moved from second to third reading and placed on final passage? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
24 yeas, 12 nays.
The motion to move from second to third reading has failed to pass the House. House Bill 480 will appear on tomorrow's calendar in third reading. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 505 by Martin, entitled An Act Relating to Insurance and Providing for an Effective Date. The Labor and Commerce Committee has had the bill under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 505, Labor Commerce, and reports it back as follows. The report was signed by Mr. Cowdery, Chairman, recommending DuPass, Furness, and Cowdery, having no recommendation, Ringstad, Pestinger, Euling, and Kopanen. The Judiciary Committee has had the bill under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Judiciary Committee, and reports it back as follows. The report was signed by Mr. Bussell, Chairman, concurred in by recommending DuPass, Liska, and Bussell, having no recommendation, Clarkson and Malone. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 505, Judiciary, be considered, be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the Judiciary Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 505, Judiciary, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
There is objection. Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 505 be moved from second to third reading and placed on final passage? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
26 yeas, 12 nays.
The motion to move from second to third reading has failed. The Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 505 will appear on tomorrow's calendar in third reading. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 512 by Hayes, Ringstad, Schultz, Abood, Fritz, Furness, Cato, Fuller, Euling, Bettesworth, and Tischer. An act establishing the Alaska Railroad Corporation to manage and operate the Alaska Railroad and providing for an effective date. The Transportation Committee has had House Bill 512 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 12, Transportation, and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Mrs. Cato, Chairman, concurred in by Abood, Herman, Bettesworth, M.W. Miller, Cato, and Flood. Not concurring were McBride and Davis, who have no recommendation. The Finance Committee has had House Bill 512 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 512, Finance, and reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, recommending do pass, Fritz and Bettesworth, recommending do not pass, Jaroff, having no recommendation, Grusendorf, Hurlburt, Ward, Martin, Duncan, Lindauer, and Adams. Furness signed bad bill. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 512 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 512 is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Amendment number one by Bettesworth. This has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. It's 4 pages long.
Representative Bettesworth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that amendment number one be adopted.
There is an objection. You have the floor, Representative Bettesworth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is, in fact, a good amendment. I'm sure that many of you have heard of it. It's been around for some 3 or 4 weeks now. It has to do with a concern that all of us have about the privatization of the railroad. This amendment would truly privatize the railroad and remove it from government interference or intervention in operation, which is what one of the things that all of us would like to see happen. This is an opportunity for the citizens of the state of Alaska to purchase the Alaska Railroad through permanent fund dividend payments. It's an optional provision. It may be done. It would establish an Alaska Railroad purchase fund. It would last for up to 2 or 3 years or whenever $75 million became available to purchase the railroad. At the time the fund reached that level, the state of Alaska would be repaid for the purchase of the railroad. It would be repaid for such monies as it put into capital improvements. The existing operations bill would sunset. A private corporation and directors voted on by the owners of the railroad would take over and operate it truly as a private entity. It's anticipated that within 3 years, the maximum amount that might be put into that railroad would probably be up to a maximum of $50 million. This could be repaid. They would have a $25 million operating fund. And at that point, I believe, as many of my constituents believe, and all of the people that I've talked to believe, it would be completely self-sufficient and do the job of serving Alaska as it has in the last number of years. Now, I recognize that this is a new concept. A lot of people haven't had a chance to really seriously consider it. I would ask at this time that you do seriously consider that amendment. In view of that, Mr. Speaker, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to withdraw this amendment.
Is there objection? Hearing none, amendment number one is withdrawn. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar, the next amendment?
The next amendment is amendment number two by Euling and Cowdery. It has been recently duplicated and placed on your desk.
Representative Clarkson? House, please stand at ease. Amendment number two has been read. Representative Euling, do you wish to move the amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that amendment number two be adopted.
Objection. There is objection. Representative Euling?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Over the past month or so, there has been some concern about the vibrations that are occurring all along the railroad in the municipality of Anchorage, all the way from Bootlegger's Cove out to Turnigan area, and then all the way out to Ocean View. There were a couple amendments that were placed up in the Finance Committee version, which take into consideration the concerns of the people in that area. Their concern is basically that the vibrations from the railroad with the higher speeds are causing structural damage to their actual homes within almost a mile to 2 miles of the actual track itself. Over the last 40 years or so, the railroad and the people of that area have lived very harmoniously. However, the last year and a half or 2 years, the vibrations and the actual increased speed of the train has caused the vibrations, which have ultimately caused possibly cracks in their foundation, gets people up at all hours of the night, and it's very, very irritating to the people. Therefore, the amendment that I have before you actually sets the rates of speed, which would be set by the Municipal Geotechnical Advisory Committee. And we feel that, and the citizens of that particular area, the 100-member task force that's been formed, feels that actually if the speed could be reduced, that the vibrations would be reduced. And all this does is it's just basically a simple amendment which actually lets the Municipal Geotechnical Advisory Committee set the speed limits. There was also an article recently in the Anchorage Daily News which essentially stated that the Geotechnical Advisory Commission is going to be studying the actual vibration problem, and they've also shown and testified that that it's because of the increase in the speed, and this has just occurred with the actual heavier gravel that's being carried on the trains themselves. And in past years they haven't been carrying the loads, but this particular year and last year the loads have been so great that it's really creating a real problem. So I believe that this amendment would really do the trick and would allow for some community input, which is what we greatly need in this bill.
Questions? Representative Cato?
Mr. Speaker, I raise an objection to the amendment that at the present time, or shortly, a little while ago, we held a meeting, a teleconference with these concerned people in Anchorage. At that time, we established very definitely that this was a prior existing problem, and that the federal government would then be responsible for it, and if the state of Alaska acquires the railroad, they will not be responsible for this problem. By doing this, we established that it was a pre-existing problem, and the federal government then would be responsible. Also, as far as the speeds are concerned, this is handled by the FRA, and they control the speeds of all railroads in the United States. And I do not believe a vote of the municipality decreeing the speed limit would have any effect whatsoever.
Representative Cowdery?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also attended meetings in Anchorage. It wasn't a teleconference. I attended meetings where we had people that came out and attended and I think one of them, one meeting that had about 60 people and another one that had near that many. And anyway, the information that we had got, I'd asked the Attorney General that very thing about liability if we acquired the railroad. He came back with a page and a half suggestion that given certain criteria, we may, in fact, be liable, but certain criteria, if the damage was done prior to our taking over, certainly the feds would be liable for that damage. But the thing of it is the increased vibrations occur. The concern is of the people who doesn't have damage at this time, perhaps their neighbor or someone across the street are getting damaged, that the concern is that perhaps in the future they might start having damage, and that's what this amendment would do. It would give the speed throughout the testimony was as the speed increased, the vibrations increased dramatically, and so it was. The amendment would only ask the railroad proceed at rates of speed not exceeding the rates approved by the assembly, so I think that this amendment should be adopted.
Are you ready for the question, Representative Ewing?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just basically, I'd like to state my position on the operations part of the bill. I'd certainly favor the operations bill, but I believe this amendment will make it a more sensitive entity, whereas in the past legislation that's gone through the committee process, it has not really shown a sensitivity to the community and the concerns of communities within Alaska, and I feel that the best thing that we can do is represent the people of the community and their concerns, and by voting for this, we would certainly be getting the community input and being very sensitive to those people's wishes and concerns. Thank you.
Representative Duncan?
You have it, East, please.
House, please stand at ease. The question? Question is, shall the House adopt Amendment Number 2 to the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 512? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
12 yeas, 26 nays.
House has failed to adopt Amendment Number 2. Will the clerk please read the next amendment?
I have no further amendments, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 512 Finance be considered aggressive as third reading, placed on final path.
There is objection. Are you ready for the question?
Question.
Question is, shall the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 512 amended be advanced from second to third reading and placed on final passage? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
26 yeas, 12 nays.
The motion to move from second to third reading has failed to pass the House. The Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 512 amended will appear on tomorrow's calendar in third reading. Clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
House Bill 579 by Furness, entitled An Act Relating to Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps Instructors. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had the bill under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 579 Hess, and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Mrs. Tischer, Chairman, concurred in by Tischer, Ewing, Martin, and Pestinger. Not concurring, Davis recommended should provide documentation at committee hearing, Gall signed unnecessary. The Finance Committee has had House Bill 579 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 579 Hess, And reports are back as follows. A report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, recommending DuPass, Furnace, Martin, Grusendorf, Ward, and Fritz. Having no recommendation, Adams, Bettisworth, Duncan, and Jaroff. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that Health, Education, Social Services Committee substitute House Bill 579 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent committee substitute for House Bill 579 HIS be considered engrossed to advance to third reading placed on final passage.
There is objection. Are you ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute for House Bill 579 be advanced from second to third reading and placed on final passage? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Representative Vasca?
I'd like to vote, please.
Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
26 yeas, 12 nays.
The motion to move from second to third reading has failed to pass the House. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute for House Bill 579 will appear on tomorrow's calendar in third reading. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 435, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, entitled An Act Extending the Termination Date of the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers and Providing for an Effective Date. The Labor and Commerce Committee has had the bill under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cowdery, Chairman, concurred in by Cowdery, Pestinger, Copenhagen, Ringstead, Winty, Euling, and Furness. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for Senate Bill 435, Labor and Commerce, be considered engrossed to advance to third reading and placed on final passage.
There is objection. Are you ready for the question? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for Senate Bill 435 be advanced from second to third reading and placed on final passage? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
26 yeas, 12 nays.
The motion to advance from second to third reading has failed to pass the House. Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for Senate Bill 435 will appear on tomorrow's calendar in third reading. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Resolution Number 16 by the Resources Committee, expressing support for S-1300 relating to the Rural Electrification Administration. The Resources Committee has had the resolution under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Ringstad, co-chairman, concurred in by Larson, Liska, Cowdery, Euling, Schultz, Bussell, and Ringstad. Not concurring was Vasco, who had no recommendation. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Resolution 16 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
38 yeas, no nays.
House Resolution 16 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 5, Resources, amended by the Resources Committee, relating to revenue sharing from Outer Continental Shelf oil and gas development. The Resources Committee has had the resolution under consideration and reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Mr. Ringstad, co-chairman, concurred in by Ringstad, Larson, Bussell, Liska, Cowdery, and Euling. Representative Gall recommended do pass. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 5, Resources amended be considered engrossed to advance to third reading placed on final passage.
There is objection. Are you ready for the question?
Question.
Question is, shall the committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 5, Resources Amended, be advanced from second to third reading and placed on final passage? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
26 yeas, 12 nays.
The motion to advance from second to third reading has failed to pass the House. The committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 5, Resources Amended, will appear on tomorrow's calendar in third reading. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation honoring Barton Ray, winner of Ohio's Silver Anniversary Contest by Senators Eliason, Ferguson, and Sturgiluski.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the citation and ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation in memoriam, Annie Brower, by Senators Ferguson, Sackett, Fahrenkamp, and Ray, and Representatives Adams, Bussell, and Herman.
Representative Cato.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to have my name added to that citation, please.
Without objection, so ordered. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the citation, honor, and memorandum of Annie Brower be approved.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
Citation honoring Helen Mason by Representatives Furness, Barnes, Clarkson, and Ewling.
Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the citation and ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Will clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation honoring Betty Atkinson by Representatives Furness and Barnes.
Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the citation and ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation honoring Dr. Ernie Haugen by Representatives Winty, Sund, Zharoff, M.M. Miller, Herman, Duncan, Hayes, and Senator Ziegler.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Due to the fact that Ernie was a long-standing member of this body, I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that all members of this body be shown as sponsors
objection.
Of this resolution.
Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Winty.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Dr. Ernie Haugen be approved.
Is there objection?
Just for the sake of a question, Mr. Speaker, I think we all know Ernie, and I just maybe the sponsor could share with us the nature of the doctorate, just for a point of information.
Representative Winty.
This weekend, to the representative, Ernie Haugen is being honored by the University of Alaska at their Juno commencement exercises and being awarded a doctor's degree, primarily due to the strong commitment that he's made to the state. Serving in this body, but also his strong commitment to education.
Is there objection to the adoption of the citation? Hearing none, the citation is approved. This brings us to the end of today's calendar and unfinished business. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that my notice of reconsideration on my vote on House Bill Number 639, an act making a special appropriation to outdoor recreation, open space, and historical property development fund, and the effective date be held over at one legislative day, please.
Motion is to hold the reconsideration over one legislative day. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Cowdery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to hold my vote for reconsideration of over for one day for committee substitute for House Bill 540, Labor and Commerce.
What's the title?
An act relating to contractors' payment bond.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the reconsideration for House Bill 540 will be held over one legislative day. Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent to my reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 458 be held over one legislative day.
What's the title?
An act relating to agricultural rights to land.
Is there objection? There is objection. Representative Schultz. House, please stand at ease. Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I maintain my objection.
Representative, is there a debate on the motion?
Question
is, shall the reconsideration for the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 458 amended be held over one legislative day? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? President Bussell?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wish to change my vote.
President Bussell from yes to no. Clerk may take the roll.
17 yeas, 19 nays.
The motion to hold the reconsider over one legislative day has failed. Representative Clarkson?
17 yeas, 20 nays. Excuse me.
17 yeas, 20 nays. The motion to hold the reconsideration over one legislative day has failed to pass the House. Is there further unfinished business? Announcement of committee meetings. Representative Fritz under unfinished business?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. When I came in to work today, even though I was late and hurrying, I noticed that here at the Capitol, and I've heard otherwise, that the flags at the governor's mansion also are not only not flying, but they're not flying at half-mast in honor of Governor Egan's death. And I think it's a thundering disgrace that in spite of the resolutions that we passed last year, that flags do not fly 7 days a week, and that because of that, at the passage of a great Alaskan statesman, they were not taking proper cognizance of the event. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Without objection, I'd like to return back up the calendar to introduction to guests. I'd like to introduce a longtime friend of mine from Anchorage and Gallery B. He goes back to my high school days in Anchorage. Brian Mather. Announcement of committee meetings. Special orders. Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to bring up my reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 458 at this time.
Clerk, please read the bill.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 458, Finance amended by the Finance Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Agricultural Rights to Land.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 458 amended pass the House on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
25 yeas, 13 nays.
The Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 458 amended has passed the House on reconsideration. Special orders, Representative Barnes.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, it has been suggested to me several times that we make an announcement that everybody should keep their packet that's on the desk. And with that, Mr. Speaker, move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday, May 7th, 1984.
Be sure and keep your calendars. Is there objection to the motion that we reset or that we adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.